Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, all. Good morning. Good morning, all. This is Dr. Joy, and welcome to Living a Life of Unlimited Joy. Today, you're invited to join us in this endeavor to recreate or reinvent yourself so that you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. So won't you acknowledge our creed with me at this time? As I am continuously aware of and also grateful to the divine, I remain spiritually eternal, protected, empowered, and blessed with excellent health, increasing wealth, flawless beauty, limitless creativity, boundless wisdom, harmonious love, with power over the conditions and the events of my life. For this, my soul gives thanks. Embrace that thought. Know that it is true for you. Receive the anointing, and so it is. I thank you for blessing me with your presence today, and I bless you back. All right. So, today, I'm going to be talking about keeping score. You know, oftentimes I hear people who say, this is not fair. Life is not fair. This person hasn't been fair to me. My circumstances or conditions are not fair. Where's the fairness in all of this? And what that really suggests is that we think that there's some kind of scorecard that at certain times would entitle us to come out ahead against the odds. We may have done wrong, despite who we may have hurt, or somehow just that, in other words, it's our turn and it's only fair. Now, that type of scorekeeping can get you into a lot of trouble, let alone lead you down the path of self-destruction. And the reason why is because we as spiritual beings having a human experience are making things up as we go along. We are creators, okay? We are the created and the creator. We are here to expand the creation. And nowhere in there is fullness, fairness into the program. Okay? It's all about understanding who you are, where you stand, what your purpose is, taking action, being determined, committed, okay, the whole time. And what ends up being fair is determined by the aforementioned thing. If you're doing your job, if you're doing what you came to the planet to do, if you're living your purpose and living your dream, then you will find that life will compensate you. That is the law. Now, oftentimes people get confused about that, and they think, yeah, well, most of the time I'm doing the right thing. I'm cool. I do what I'm supposed to do. And they don't understand that the universe, the God of your understanding, perhaps, is who's keeping score. Okay? And when you put out, you get back a thousand times over. But when we are sitting around trying to tally up whose turn it is next and how we can beat the system or how we can get over on ourselves or each other, we find the only thing that happens is that we lose that which is given, and it speaks about that in some of the holy books, as a matter of fact. That which is given shall be taken away. Okay? Because you're busy keeping score, busy looking at what somebody else has attained, and measuring yourself against that. And you think, well, if they can get it, then I can get it. But you don't want to do the work and make it happen. Instead, what you want to do is somehow look good to other people, and you haven't put forth the effort. You haven't stood up for what you believe in. You haven't honored your purpose and your creator. Okay? So notice the people who are doing the work, the people who have a clear vision, the people that are working in that capacity, they are committed to that. Notice they're never the ones who complain, nor are they the ones who end up having to deal with undesirable conditions. Okay? The ones you hate to see coming. Because they get it done. They have a get it done attitude, a committed attitude. They take action, and they wouldn't have it any other way. Okay? I mean, now and then, people get sick. Now and then, somebody dies. Okay? These are conditions we don't have any real control over. Okay? On a constant basis. So, we may find that we have to put up with a little something special here or there. But we go right back to our objective, and we follow through. And you'll remember in one of my previous podcasts, I was talking about that follow through and how essential it is. But what's most important is that you understand that the score is being kept. You're not the scorekeeper. Okay? And if you're sitting around trying to keep score, instead of doing the work, instead of committing to your goals, your hopes, your dreams, and taking action and following through, then you're always going to feel cheated, mistreated, okay, overlooked, and feel that the universe has been unfair to you. All right? Meanwhile, you're not important. You haven't set the stage. You haven't done the work. You haven't committed to your cause. Okay? You have no follow-through. And as a result, you get the same kind of treatment that you treated the world. You see, all of us have to give a lesson to teach as well as a lesson to learn. And when we are committed to that and we stay on point, we find the universe rises up to meet us. Life gives us what we need. And pressed down, shaking together, and running over. Okay? But when we are half-stepping, when we only do as little as possible, just enough to get over, just enough to keep our job, just enough to keep the relationship going, just enough to pay the bills, okay, then the rug can easily be pulled out from under you. Because there is a master storekeeper, and that storekeeper cannot be lied to or prompted to give you that which you have not first worked for. Okay? We all are creators. And it is through our beliefs, our thoughts, our imagination that we produce visions of that which we want to be, do, and have. But only some of us do the work. The rest of us sit around waiting on the insects to come in. Okay? Keep waiting to hit the lottery. Or keep waiting for some benefit, some miraculous benefit to take place because they think it's their turn. As much as I've been through, you know, I know that it's my turn or I'm entitled, you know, and they find that the master scorekeeper, life, universe, God, as you have it, says, no. Okay? Not yet. Okay? Now, that's hard for many people to accept because they give you a list of how great they are. Okay? They can tell you, you know, just how magnificent they are and how good they have been. Okay? But they think that nobody's looking at their heart, or that nobody's looking at their intention, or nobody's looking at the ways in which they cut here and there, okay, or cause someone else a little discomfort, a little pain and suffering, how they've kind of shucked their responsibilities, put it on somebody else, told a lie here and there. See, all these things, they matter. There are no accidents, and everything counts all the time. It's you and your commitment to your purpose, to your dreams, to your creations that determines your entitlement. So you can do all the scorekeeping you want to, but you're basically wasting your time because what I've come to know is that the universe is automatic, autopilot. This is what's so beautiful and wonderful and magnificent about this universe that has been created for us. Sure, this is our playground. And yes, we have a purpose. Okay, sure, there are bad things happening, things that we don't feel are good or for the good of all. But the truth of the matter is none of that should stop you from being, doing, or having the life that you desire. Okay? And those are the ones who are deemed winners. Leaders, go to my website, www.unlimitedjoy.org. In the meantime, be blessed to all you do, and know that I love you.